Thank you for calling astrologyanswers.com customer service. My name is Rebecca. How may I assist you?
Hi, Rebecca. My name is Claudette, and I just got messages from my MasterCard asking me if there was fraud on my account. Now, I had purchased this morning from the Astrology Answers, okay? I was on my internet with them, and so I did purchase a few things at like 10 o'clock or 10:30 this morning. However, I got confirmation at 12:45 for the amount that's going to be charged to my MasterCard, okay?
Okay.
Now, what went through my MasterCard today was my understanding was that one product was $97.
Okay, before we go any further, I need your email so I can pull up your purchase history.
Oh, sorry, thank you. Okay, my email. Oh, I got the confirmation number. Do you need an order ID?
Sure, what's the order ID?
Okay, it's 222-7399. My name is Claudette.
Are you calling from Canada?
Yes.
I can already tell you what's gone on is that your card has added international processing fees.
Well, they are not very much, though. Mm-mm. Not. I'm going to give you these amounts, and I'll let you figure it out.
Well, hold on, because this did not pull you up, I don't think, unless you're Daniel Schmidt.
Oh, okay. So go with Claudette Fry, all small case, Claudette, Claudette.
Mm-hmm.
And Claudette Frei, F-R-E-I, at iCloud.com.
Got it. Give me just a moment. There we go. Okay, so I can tell you the total amounts that we charged you. So all the prices were in American. So the $97 charge was $97 plus $9.70 with the currency difference. Here, let me get a calculator so I can tell you exactly what Astrology Answers
is
charged.
Well, I'm going to tell you what's gone through my account because that's what MasterCard has phoned me about. Okay. And then after that fact, then I received a purchase confirmation from you, which is a totally different amount again. But anyways, so I thought I was at $97, and then I upgraded to another product, which brought me with $57 at the most, right? It was under that. I can't remember the true figures. So I was thinking $154, right?
Okay, just so you're not aware of the expert credit purchase then? Because that's what, that's $197
okay.
plus $19.70 in the currency difference.
Okay. What went through my account is an amount for $150.08. And then $304.81 and $88.07.
Okay, that's crazy. For one, if you did not mean to purchase the 480 credits, I can void that. So that'll remove
I'm canceling everything because of communication on the amount. And
well,
yes, I understand dealing with U.S. and I've got, you know, our dollar is just about as strong as yours. You know, but I'm dealing with communication, and
well,
I think that's very important.
In total, with the $197 charge that you didn't mean to make, the total that we've charged you with the currency differences is $386.10. So anything below that total would be charges from your card. Astrology Answers charge $386.10 for $97 plus $9.70. So,
well, I don't have any of the product. Okay, I got a free mini, and then all this other stuff came. And honest to God, it was $97, and then it was going to be 27 cents a day, I think. So the $57 or around that amount, and that's what I was expecting. Not 500 and whatever it is.
That's what I'm telling you, ma'am. I can void
charge to my account. No, I'm canceling everything.
Yes,
I
ma'am.
don't
I'm
want.
telling you I can void these charges. What I'm trying to explain to you, though, is that I'm only voiding the amount of 386.10, and that includes the currency difference. And you're saying that they tried to process an over $500 charge. So I would definitely speak to your credit card company about what processing fees that they charged you, because I've got it right here. $386.10 is the
Okay.
total that you were
And I'm
charged, including the 197.
okay, and I'm telling you what MasterCard told me. Nothing about the 386. Okay, so that's probably still to come through my account. The
No.
amounts were 837, 304.81, and $150.08. Now
So
that's
that
me.
means I'm going to give you those. I'm canceling everything. I just want you to have this to come back to MasterCard with in case they don't refund your international processing charges once I void these. So you said 150 and how many cents?
8 cents.
And 8 cents. So that is, give me just a second. Because the 97, this is for the transit period guide. The 97 plus $9.70. And that was 106.7, so that means 106.07. That means on the transit period guide, 08 minus 106.07. Your card company charged you $44.01 on that purchase. And then on the, how much, give me that $300 charge, because that would have been for the 197.
Pardon me? The 304? It went from.
304.
Now you're telling me 304?
What's the total? 304 what?
304.81.
81. Give me just a
International
moment.
charge is not that amount that you're giving me under
Ma'am,
no
I'm just
circumstances.
telling you, I'm having giving you this information for your records. Give me just a moment. $44.01, and then that was $304.87. That's 197. And it looks like they were just doing a flat 10% charge as far as the currency difference. 197 plus $19.70 equals 216.70. Excuse me. So 304. Excuse me again, I'm so sorry. 304.81 minus 216.70. $88.11. And then the $57, what was the $84 charge?
88.37.
88.37.
And now I guess I'm expected for 386.10.
Oh no, that's what we charged you total. So I'm giving you these
Oh,
totals. Give me
I.
just a moment.
Okay.
$5.70, 62.70, 88.37, minus 62.70. Excuse me. 25.67. Okay, and then 25.67 plus. And what's the total charge that's saying the $500 amount?
Five, 43.26, those three amounts that have been charged.
Bear with me just another moment. So that is 386.10. What percentage of 543? Okay, so that is. And around Okay, so it's looking like your car company has about a 40% processing fee for these charges. Now, so
Not
I'm
sure
able
how.
to void the 386.10 that we've
I
received.
want to be clear, okay, that this happened. Now, I got confirmation from MasterCard and they asked me if this is fraud, okay, on this 8837, 304.81, and 150.08 on my card. And then, probably within, I'd say, 30 to 45 minutes, then, let me just check here. Because I got your confirmation at quarter to one, and that total was 386.10.
Yes, ma'am, that's what we've charged you. So anything additional would be
So
your
I've
card.
another 386.10
No.
on top of these three amounts, because why
No.
would those amounts come through? And
They were
then
three separate
you
purchases.
see a confirmation of the amount going to be charged to my credit card.
Well, ma'am, the only amount that we're charging in total is 386.10.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
So I can void those. But I'm just letting you know that the overage, let's see, that's 5/43/26. Because when you're going back to your car company, it's good to have clear amounts to give them. 386.10 equals.
Well, I
So they
see what they.
charged you a total of 157.16 to process those charges.
Okay, I've never been charged these charges that you're speaking of, and I do online banking or online purchasing all the time.
Yes, ma'am. I don't know why it happens with this company, but I run into this with Canadian customers a lot. So again, I'm voiding the amount of 386.10 that you sent with
Yeah.
our website today,
And these
and
three amounts that were charged to my card, I want those reversed.
that's the total amount of the three charges, ma'am, that we
Well,
charged
why
to
would it
you.
be at three different
Because there
amounts?
were three different purchases. So the $97 plus $9.70. That was 106.07 that we charged you. Your card processed that as 150.08 with their processing fees. The $197 charge, the card pro we that was a 216.70 with the Canadian currency difference fee. Your card charged you a total of 304.81 for that, and then the $57 with $5.70 currency difference. Your card charged you 88.37 for that.
Okay.
And that's the
Okay.
total that we charged at 386.10 that I'm in the process of voiding.
Yeah,
And
I'll
then once
be
I
with.
get those done, I'm going to give you the transaction IDs for each of those voids.
Okay. And then what was your first name again?
Rebecca.
Rebecca. Okay, because I'm calling my MasterCard company right now.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Give me just a moment, please, to process these.
Okay.
Card company. And I can tell you when you make a large purchase with a website that they're not unfamiliar, it's going to cause a fraud alert, especially anything over a couple hundred dollars.
Yeah. This is the first time that's ever happened. And I go on all sorts of holidays. I purchase everything on my MasterCard, everything, and pay it off at the end of every month. So, why that is just happening today, I have no idea.
Probably because it's an astrology website and you're that you've never frequented, and they're trying to charge over $500. The card company called to ask if she had fraud on her card, advising that she was being charged a total amount of 543.26.
Before the 386, I might
Well, the
add.
386 isn't going to be a separate charge. That's just the amount total that you were charged by our
Oh,
website.
okay. Okay, sure.
I advise the customer
I'm
that
sorry, I'm being hard to deal with,
you're not that hard to deal with, I promise. I just
Rebecca.
wanted to get it cleared up for you. I advise the customer that out of that we have charged her a total of 3, 8, 6, 10.
Do you mind if I light a cigarette?
No, no problem. Offer saves processing. Void and advised customer to please call her company to ensure that they will remove any international processing fees amounting in 157.16 total. Okay. Applicable, not applicable. And phone. Alright, so that's one charge. A total of $62.70, that was for the monthly forecast. I'm avoiding the charge of $216.70 for the expert credits. Not applicable, not applicable. Chargeback threat and phone. Now, the good thing about this being same day is instead of having to wait for a credit to go back to your card, these should fall off, which should make it a lot easier for MasterCard to remove any associated fees.
Right. Yeah.
NA, and...
And you were saying my order ID was another name?
It pulled up an order from 2014.
And what, can I repeat that number to you? 222-7399?
No, I've got it right here. I don't know. Maybe I mistyped it.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But, I mean, it's good to pull it by email so I can pull up every single purchase instead of that one order as well.
Oh.
And then I needed to pull up the information I'm about to give you, which is your transaction IDs for these voided purchases. Just a moment. I might lose my voice.
I'm from Saskatchewan, so we have 22 degrees today. It's beautiful out.
See, I'm in Alabama, so I'm just staying indoors until this stuff
what
blows over.
What time is it there?
It is 5:50.
Oh, okay. So we're an hour. Oh, we're only at 4:50.
Ah, so you're a mountain.
Yeah.
Okay, so... For the order ID, let's see, make sure I've got it right. Where is the amount? There it is. Okay, so for the order ID 222-7379, that's the transit period guide.
Oh, is that, okay.
Each product has its own order ID.
7379. But you're telling me it's different?
Yeah, you've got three different order IDs total.
Okay.
So it's 222-7379. That was for the total amount of 106.07. That was voided today at 6:49 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The transaction ID
okay.
is 5312.
Oh, this is for the 106?
106.07. 106 and 7 cents, that's for $97 with the $9.70.
Okay, yeah, that I got. And what that number is
222 and then 7379.
Oh, okay.
And then the transaction ID for the void is.
I'll see all that though in the emails that you send me, probably, right?
I don't have a way to email on this, which is why I give these ID numbers.
Okay. Okay, so the transaction for the refund, that number
yes,
is?
Yes, this is the transaction ID for that refund.
Okay.
It's 5312.
5312.
And then 886823.
Okay.
And then the transaction ID for the $216.70 charge, The order ID is 2227398.
7398. Okay.
And then that voided ID is 5312 92.
Oh, sorry, 5312 92.
9972.
Oh, 9292 72. I'm gonna go back on that because you were breaking up there for a moment.
Okay.
It could be my phone. Okay. The voided transaction for the 216.70 is 5312 92
Perfect. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay.
And then lastly, this goes with the order ending in 99 for the total amount of $62.70. It is 5312 93 4986.
86. Okay.
And so those being void should fall off of your account in the next business day.
Okay. And then the 222 number, is there that number too?
That was the one I was saying, 2227399. That was for your monthly forecast.
Oh, okay. Okay, gotcha.
So that would be, they're all voided in the total amount of $386.10.
Okay.
Is there anything else I can assist you with at this time?
No, no. I'm just happy that we were able to cancel.
Yes, ma'am. Anything within 60 days, regardless of the reason, we would refund.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Well, if there's nothing else I can assist you with, I thank you for calling Astrology Answers, and you take care.
Okay, you too, and have a wonderful evening.
You as well. Bye.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.